partner with this ministry and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
And Mama used to be on the front porch. Am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah.
And some of them Holy Ghost sisters. That they couldn't read their name in boxcar letters. But they had a direct line. Am I talking to somebody? A turning point in my life. I don't know about you, but they didn't have a lot of education like we do today. See, we sometimes get too smart for our sake.
Yeah.
Them doctor's degrees and PhDs and all that kind of stuff, that ain't about nothing in God's eyesight. God wants somebody who's going to go and tell somebody about the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is
eternal life.
That's what God wants.
Eternal life.
In this day and time. And back in the day, them old folks would sit on the gallery chewing their back up, but they'd be talking to the Lord. And then sometimes they'd just be moaning and rocking.
But the devil don't know what to do when they're moaning.
Amen.
He don't know.
Turning point.
In my life.
In my life. Oh. Here we have this woman. She was of the streets. Some of us all have been in the streets. Matter of fact, all of us have been in the streets one time or another. Get that straight. I have from on down. But I've reached a turning point in my life. On this communion Sunday, we read this, and I'm going to read it on let y'all know that it's something important about that, because this was the Sunday school of Diane talk last Sunday. It said, but let a man examine himself.
Yes.
See, one thing about Christ, he don't take no wood nickels. You either come to him real or just leave away, But I'm just trying to tell you that God is no respect of a person. Now, let me get to the text. The Bible say in St. John 4:4, it say he must needs to go through Samaria. Now, Samaria was a place with mixed Jews. They weren't full-blooded Jews. Now, Jesus had told the disciples over in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that he said, go not unto the house of the Gentile, but go unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Go and tell them about the gospel. And what is the gospel? The death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm talking to somebody this morning. And Jesus here, let me tell you something, he wasn't no wimp and he wasn't out of shape, because he walked 50 miles to beat this woman at the wedding.
50 miles.
That's a long walk.
Yeah.
I walk in the evening times. I ain't walk this week here because I've been busy, but I'm just trying to tell you that Jesus And then the Bible said, Mark 1:35, it said, he got up way before daybreak. And there he prayed. You see, your Bible forget your out. Mark 1:35. And then Luke 6:12 say he went out all night and prayed to God. That's one thing I got in my garment. I know how to pray.
Amen.
I'm talking to somebody up in here.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to tell you now, the Bible is fulfilling itself because the Bible says there's gonna be a great falling away of the church. That's 2 Thessalonians 3:2. And then what? It's fulfilling itself.
Right.
Vindication. I went got the paper this morning. You know they got the monitor today. I'm just talking like what we see. And I went to get out the paper and come back across Texas Avenue, and it was about 9 something. And there was people all out there.
Already, yeah. Yesterday too. That time. You can go get that time.
So what I'm trying to say to you, they worship that more than they worship God. And God said, don't put nothing
before me. You're jealous, though.
That's what he said, Deuteronomy 6:15. I'm a jealous God. This is your Bible for you, Tony. I'll write you right down here for you. Because the Bible said, let me tell you something. When the Bible said, meditate upon me day and night. Meditate. This book of the law should not depart, but meditate upon me day and night. In other words, you got to read your Bible every day, man. Okay, if you're working, but that's going to all soon fade away one day or another. Whether you know it or not. I used to have hair. Put it on myself now. But it's gone. Because I know one thing. One of these days, God gonna call Eugene Stevenson, not Eugene Elijah, but Eugene Stevenson on home. And I got to give an account for what I've done in this body of mine. What the Bible said in Matthew 12:36. You're gonna give an account
every deed
that I've done. Cheat,
all that.
Lying,
whole month, all that. All that.
Nicodemus came to him by night.
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't want the Sanhedrin council
to
know what he was doing. But when he got it straight now, because they sent out some officers to arrest him over in John chapter 7. I'm just talking about the gospel now. And the Bible say, they came, but when they heard what Jesus was saying, they said, you need to come here for yourself. But let me tell you something about Jesus. He was a carpenter by trade. Am I talking to somebody? He had sisters and brothers, but they weren't really the bloodline. You know, there's a bloodline, but I'm just talking about Jesus came from on high. That's what he told them, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said, I'm from above. And you from a knee. That's what he said. And then he said in St. John 4:14, he said, whosoever drink of the water. I ain't talking about no physical water like this. I'm talking about working inside out, cleansing you from in and out. Huh? When somebody dropped their water, you say, here you go, here go your water. Even if it's $100,000, you still gonna give it to them. Am I talking to somebody? Because you know one thing. Honesty supposed to be in your garment. That's a change of heart. Honesty.
Yeah.
I found $20 the other day in my wife's car. I gave it to her.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it wasn't mine.
Yeah.
Even though I needed it. But it wasn't mine.
You got it.
Let me tell you something else. Watch it. The same $20 I gave her, God gave me $40 back. Now, when Jesus, let me tell you something. Jesus is no respect of a person. What he done for one? You for other. That's why I ain't got no jealousy in my heart. They talk about me all day long. They don't talk about you.
Talk about Jesus Christ.
Now, Don't bear false witness against
me. What's he saying?
Yeah,
the child of God. Oh, yeah.
In Matthew 5:11, he said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you. Yeah. Matthew 5:11, go read and see if I can throw it out. Yeah. Blessed are ye that when men shall say all kind of things and revile you. You know what revile means? Cut you out. Yeah. Say all kind of knowledge for my name's sake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sister Bean was saying she gave that man a drink of water. I be listening to everything. Well, I be sitting there, but I be listening to everything. Well, I don't miss nothing. Yeah. The Bible says in Matthew 12:42, he said, blessed are you when you give a cup of water in my name.
Yeah.
And that's what she done.
That's
right. She said,
drink
it so fast,
it
made her head spin. But what I'm trying to say, Jesus is a person that will give to those that are in need. Those that are thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
And he knew that this woman that was at the was going to come at the well at a certain time. He was there on time. Mm-hmm. He's an on time
God. Yes,
man.
He is. Yes,
man. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
He may not come.
He want to be on time,
but he's on time.
I know he is.
On time. Because if you back that thing up, it says in 4:6, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey.
Yeah.
In other words, he was tired.
Yes, sir.
We get tired sometimes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
we Sister Bean said, this body have to rest sometimes.
Yeah, man.
Huh?
Lord.
If you don't rest, you're going to fall out anyway.
Somewhere.
Because that's designed for the human body.
Yeah.
But now Jesus was human and he was divine.
Yeah.
He was 100% spirit and he was 100% flesh.
Yeah.
But he came down to save a wretch like you and I.
Because
see, we was doomed. We was lost.
Oh, yeah.
For destruction. But he came down through 42 generations. And 39 prophets. Am I talking to somebody? Oh, y'all be glad to thank God for Jesus this morning. Because we couldn't have been under the law.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. A lot of us, for me, I'd have been dead, sleeping in my grave. Sleeping, I'm going to try to be. Huh? I'm not by myself up in here. Am I talking to somebody up in here?
Yeah.
Somebody else going to put through. But God.
But God.
But God. With his omnipotence said, all power is in his hand.
Yeah.
And he, when you, let me say this, when you down to nothing,
he up to something.
God is up to something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna say it again. When you down to nothing, God is up to something. I know some of you sometimes we have broken hearted and you know what I'm saying, and down and out and disgusted sometimes and short of money and all that. But call on Jesus. Say, Lord, I know. Call on Jesus. You feel free. May not come when you want. But just rest assured. If you live in my. Because the Bible says, St. John 15:7, if my word abides in you. And my word abides in you. See, we got this connection there now. Because he said 51, I am the true vine. And my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bear fruit, he purges it. In other words, you got to be connected to what? The Bible. If you got in a neighborhood where there are all kind of drugs and smoking dope and doing all kind of things in your neighborhood, pray. Say, Lord, remove this from my neighborhood. Pray, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to remove everything. And I guarantee you, sooner or later, may not come again.
He's going to move it. We might not move when you want us more. He's gonna move.
But he sit there on the way.
Oh yeah.
Weary with his journey.
Oh yeah.
Now let's let this young be. The woman was of the city.
Oh yeah.
But he beat her.
Yeah, I just. But God. But God.
The woman was in the city.
Yeah.
But Jesus beat her.
Beat her there.
Look at that 6 verse. He say. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, set thus on the way. And it was about the 6th hour, that's high noon, the sun, to save a wretch. This woman was a bad woman to the communities. And a lot of females didn't want to see her. because she was fire to look upon. I'm going to use that term.
Yeah.
She was fire to look upon. Amen?
Amen.
But Jesus didn't get out of his nature. Mm. You know, I'm just using that as a paraphrasing. Come on now. You know some people get out their place with you. Amen. Men and women, they get out their place with you every now and then. And you have to put them back in your...
You're right.
But this one, this man here, wasn't like that. And see, let me tell you something. You didn't have to wear no sign to say I'm a Christian.
Yeah,
all you
got
to do is be.
You're day to walk.
Be humble. Let's
be humble.
Come humble.
That's it.
Don't say a lot. But I know a lot. But I'm saying that. You know why? Because the law has turned me around.
You
change your thoughts. The Bible says Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also
in Christ Jesus.
The Bible also says in Isaiah 26:3, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. Oh, I'm talking about something that you all know. That, let me tell you something. Like Daniel said, this mind is a terrible thing to waste. And I ask the Lord to be in my mind every day. Be in my heart every day. I'm asking you to lead me and guide me, mold me when I'm going to.
Amen.
I was sitting there the other night at the game. And I told my wife about it. Packed out of Peabody, you know, we were playing Walton. And I looked at my son. I said, Lord, I got to let him go into this world.
Mm.
And I hope you keep him. Because we got to let him go one day. We got to let him go one day. Sooner or later, we're in the 10th grade now, but 2 years on pass like Walton. But I said that to say this, that he don't know how life is until he tastes the water.
Right.
Life could toss you sometimes. Life could be a billion to you sometimes. But you got to keep God in your presence. And God will be with you every footstep of the way.
Yeah, he will.
Going to LSU and Grambling and Southern and all kind of colleges like that. They got all kind of stuff going on. You don't know it. But if you got God,
if
you got Jesus,
that's all you need.
And you read your Bible, not reading it like, you know, but just reading a little chapter of scripture every day up to you go, and you'll see your days.
Yeah.
And God will show you your enemies. He'll show you who for you, and he'll show you who against you. He'll tell you things that you're...
Amen.
And he'll pick the woman for you, too. Yes, he will. God is a good God, man. We're going to have some trials and tribulations. But then I look now, then what I say, watch what they say. I'm going to close out. They say, now watch what they say. You do. There coming a woman, here she comes, of Samaria to draw water.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus said to her, give me a drink. He used that out there. He just threw that out there for free. He said, give me a drink. He knew that the Samaritans didn't deal with the Jews. He already know that. He already know what she was anyway. He know what you're thinking right now. You may not think you know, but he know. You can't fool this man.
This man is no spirit. Was in God the Spirit. And they that watching it. You know what? This man know you before you know yourself. Because he told Jeremiah, before you was formed in the wood, in the womb, I knew who you were. That's the book, ain't it? Jeremiah 1:5. And very free appreciate that's Beverly. He was a unit.
Yeah.
I
forgot.
Oh, yeah.
I listens because I know where the word is going. I need the word of God in my spirit, not in my faith, but in my spirit. I need the word of God. Jeremiah was the one that prophesied and told him, look, you backsliders, God is going to take you home to the land for 70 years. They didn't want to receive it.
Yeah.
That was last week, Reverend Phil preached on Jeremiah. But Jeremiah knew one thing. He said, I'm not going to speak of you no more. Jeremiah 20:9. And old King had been beating him up and did all kind of stuff to him. But every morning he would come and ask Jeremiah, I don't know why I'm getting on this. He would come and ask Jeremiah, what's the Lord saying? Because he knew one thing. Jeremiah was a man of God. So you know you're a man of God, a woman of God. You ain't gonna you talk your talk. Yeah. But you ain't gonna fool with him. Because Jesus said, touch that man not.
You my prophet, no harm. My prophet, no harm.
Yeah. For his disciples. Now, look what he do now. Now, he knows his disciples was calling to mind. Especially Peter. Because down there in the 15th chapter of Matthew, I'm about that 21st, 22nd verse, you go read it out of time. See, the Bible say that a Syrophoenician woman came to him, and her daughter was vexed with the devil. So Jesus always a step ahead of the disciples. Because he sent them to buy some meat. That was said on it. For the disciples going away, because he knew one thing. Yeah, I got to have a talk with this woman.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell her about some spiritual gifts that she never heard of.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell her about spiritual drinking. I got to tell her about the living breathing. I got to tell her about how to be saved. I got to tell her how to change her walk. Because I'm telling you that this woman was in a terrible fix. So many people are in terrible fix on drugs now. But that don't mean that you got to give up on
her. Grateful.
Yes. Am I talking to somebody?
I'm doing this, man. Never give up on that person. Because you just don't know that same person. May have to give you a cup of water. May have to feed you one day. May have to give you an encouraging word one day. Because the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. But when some man sow it, that shall he.
We're
going to finish this thing out. They had a conversation. Look, y'all. Look in the Bible. Look at me. Look in the Bible. I'm telling you. They say, then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?
Oh, yeah.
For the Jews don't have no dealings with us.
Oh, yeah.
Here you come telling me about give you a drink of water.
All right.
But she only knew who he was.
That's a real
liar. Oh, you ain't hearing me. Let me tell you something.
God
will. That's what I talked about. From doubting to shouting. That's what I named it. Doubting to shouting.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was doubting at one time.
Yeah, but she was shouting later. She was shouting later.
And then when she what she came to get, she left.
Hold on. Hell yeah.
Let me get you. Look what happened. Drop down. She's talking to Jesus is all about greater words, and I ain't gonna skip all that. But now, one thing about this, in the 16th verse, Jesus said, go get your husband. Now, he married me now. Oh, he married me. How he got him y'all cool there before he got him mine before? I know he didn't got him y'all's too. Probably is getting up in this home, still in there. Amen. Go get your husband.
Go ahead, pal.
He said, meet me around the corner.
Now, they go get him.
He ain't say meet me up down the street. He said, go get your husband.
All right,
And look what he said. The woman answered, 17 for you. I have no husband. Jesus said to her, thou had, in other words, I know you ain't. That's what he's saying. I just wanted to test your faith. See, she didn't lie to me. See, lying is not of God. That's of the devil. He's the author of lie. She's going to say, wait a minute, let me go get, somebody else's husband. But she didn't do that. She said, I have no husband. And you say, you said it right. You said it right. Now watch this. Watch this. Look what it said. Watch this. That's what it said. But thou hast had five. Good God.
Ain't that something you
do? Thou hast had five. And the one you with not
ain't yours.
You in the mess.
Ain't yours. Ain't yours.
You in the mess.
Ain't
I know I was in my mess. You was in your mess too. And God came.
Yeah.
So don't look at me.
Yeah.
Don't do it to me. But he didn't change my way.
Yeah.
What about your way? When you get all alone.
Yeah.
By yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about when you get all alone.
Yeah.
And all thoughts come to your mind.
Yeah.
About how you used to do this and how you used to back it up and all that stuff at the cave and all that kind of stuff. All that kind of stuff. I'm talking about I'm talking real. I'm talking real.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about nothing else. I'm talking real.
Yeah.
Amen.
We all have done some things we ain't got no business.
Amen.
That's why I say thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
He's the apple of our eye. Jesus Christ, the Son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Go right, Bill.
Let me close this thing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I've been up here too long now. You ready now. Look what happened. The woman in 19 said, the woman said unto him, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now he didn't got her attention. Because look, he didn't talk about, you know, being with her. He ain't talk about meeting with her. Mm-hmm. He ain't talk about late night at the train, you know, and all this kind of stuff.
Woody,
you know.
Yes.
He ain't talk about none of that. She did the next room, all that. He ain't say none of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. But she said, the woman said unto him, sir,
yes.
I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, you worship in this mountain.
Yeah.
And he was talking about God is a spirit. He started talking to children about the day's going to come. Because they're still under the law now. But he's telling them that the day's going to come that you can worship God wherever you're at. See, back in the older days, they had to face Jerusalem once a year and a day and give a sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
But God is, Jesus is trying to tell her now that God is spirit.
Yeah.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody? God is spirit. And I don't know about nobody else, but I know that if the Spirit of the Lord touch my heart, it'll touch your heart.
Am
I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a touching, but it'll show up inside of you on the inside. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get on the inside of her. And he done got on his inside. He done got on the inside. Because she told, look what she said. Look what she said. When look 27. What we just read. Now on this came his disciple. And marvel, that means they were surprised. Because the Jews did not deal with the Samaritan. But Jesus, let me tell you something, he deal with anybody. Crackheads, Moabites, all type of people, he come to save that which was lost. And I'm talking to somebody here, and I thank God for saving myself. Because he put me out of the marble clay. In other words, he pulled me up out of that marble clay. Oh, and I'm talking from Peter 3:20. And I'm talking to somebody and pull me up. He had to reach way, way down. But I ran to see some New Orleans. And I see all kinds, y'all know that. I see all kinds of stuff back in the day. Oh, Lord. But when you come in contact with Jesus,
no longer the same.
Never be the same.
No longer be the same.
Be the same.
Oh, no.
You'll look, but you ain't going to have no lust for spirit. You know, because the Bible says in Galatians 5:16, if you walk in the spirit, you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Right now, it's in the Bible. So let me show you, let me close it out. Here say, Reverend Freddy say, come, look about 28, the woman left her water pot and went into the city and said to the men, now some of the men that she must, you know, had some dealings with, something, I don't know. But she didn't go to the women. You know what the Bible said? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said unto the men,
yeah.
Come see a man.
Come see a man.
Oh, Lord.
Come see a man.
Come see a man. You know about this man named Jesus?
All right, man.
The Son of the Living God.
Yeah.
I come to tell you that Jesus is the author and the finisher
of my life.